This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Last week, I quietly slipped into the letter M. Happy to be there, and I want to talk about that, though. For those of you new to the program, I'm moving through the alphabet with some of the artists in this music. And with M, it's a little bit difficult in a way because there are different schools that say MC should come before MA or MAC, and so on and so forth. So I'm going to have fun with the rest of the alphabet. I'm simply going to deal with the letter and just mix up the bag, so to speak. Dick McDonough, capital M-C, capital D-O-N-O-U-G-H, guitarist, 1927, with the pickup band called the Charleston Chasers, the Charleston, of course, being the great rage of the time, dancing. For Columbia Records, Red Nichols, cornet, Miff Mole, trombone, Jimmy Dorsey, clarinet and alto, Arthur Schutt on piano, McDonough guitar, Joe Tarto on bass, Vic Burton on the drums. Thank you. McDonough on guitar with the Charleston Chasers, 1927 for Columbia Records. And as I said, a pickup group, and it was a good idea, actually, because the musicians didn't want to have any star telling them what to do, and they just had a lot of fun. Wabash Blues by Fred Meinken, Davenport Blues by Bix Beiderbecke. A jump of 4 years, 1931, still the Charleston Chasers, different band, in almost a different band. Charlie Teagarden, trumpet. Jack Teagarden, his brother, trombone and vocal. Glenn Miller, trombone and arrangements. Benny Goodman, clarinet. Sid Stoneburn, playing alto. Larry Binion, tenor saxophone. Arthur Schutt is here again to play the piano. McDonough on guitar. Harry Goodman, Benny's brother, playing bass. And Gene Krupa on the drums.
Just how much it really means. Glad to be Yes, sir, you were welcome free. Near to me, where I can lose my bed in sweet blue.
Charleston Chasers of 1931 for Columbia Records with Dick McDonough playing guitar with them, and some fine work throughout by Jack Teagarden on trombone and his singing. Arrangements by the other trombonist there, Glenn Miller. Benny Goodman, let's see, 1931. He was 22. Having a time on the clarinet. Right there, I'm going to have more of McDonough with Benny Goodman and his orchestra in 1933, but first, before Benny Goodman became almost a household name, I'm sure, he had an orchestra for a while and made up of pretty much a lot of musicians you already heard today. Charlie Teagarden is joined in the trumpet section by Manny Klein, who lived a long time and did lots of studio work and a brilliant player. Jack Teagarden is here, and he's going to play his trombone and sing again for you. Benny Goodman, of course, is here with his clarinet. Art Carl on tenor saxophone. On the first two of the four you will hear, Frank Freiba is playing the piano, and Joe Sullivan on the third and fourth. McDonough, guitar. Artie Bernstein here on bass, and Gene Krupa playing the drums, and Artie Shutt, who you just heard playing the piano, did the arrangements for them. Up first, Dr. Heckle and Mr. Jibe, written by Dick McDonough.
that what he had to tell me was plenty. That man knows everything about everybody.
You really think so?
I sure do.
Well, let me tell you about some folks you ain't tuned in on yet. Who gathers all the talk of the town? Who gives it to you, does it up brown? Who caters to the gossipy tribe? Dr. Heckle and Mr. Jive. They corner each and all of the clues. They publish what soon become news. Live-wise, you had better subscribe to Dr. Heckle and Mr. Jive. When there's room for argument, get out them hammer and tongs. They don't know from nothing, so they always wind up kicking the gong. Say, if you want to hear them begin, just bring around a bottle of gin. Take a lesson on how to imbibe Dr. Heckle and Mr. Jive. blue. I've got a right to feel low down. I've got a right to hang around, round around the river. A certain gal in this old town keeps dragging my board around. All I see for me is misery. I've got a right to sing the blues. I've got a right to moan and sigh. I've got a right to sit and cry down around the river. I know the deep blue sea will soon be calling me. It must be love they were to choose. I've got a right to sing the blues. Picture covers, in spite of sun or rain, we find romance. Every street we meet is lover lane. Ain't you glad that our kisses keep their flavor? Ain't you glad everything is in our favor? Every day we can say everything is rosy. Ain't you glad?
Goodman and his orchestra, 1933 for Columbia Records, with Dick McDonough playing the guitar. Dr. Heckel and Mr. Jibe, written by McDonough, with vocals by Teagarden and McDonough, and Charlie Teagarden, a matter of fact, joining in. Texas Tea Party, written by Jack Teagarden. I've got a Right to Sing the Blues, written by Harold Arlen, who, when you watch The Wizard of Oz, you can thank him for all that wonderful music. And his lyricist, Ted Kohler. And Ain't You Glad, Thomas Fats Waller and Andy Razaf. Charlie Teagarden, Manny Klein trumpets, Jack Teagarden vocals and trombone, Benny Goodman leading the band playing clarinet, Art Carl on tenor saxophone. For the first two, Frank Freiba on piano, and the second two, Joe Sullivan, McDonough guitar, Artie Bernstein on bass, Gene Krupa on the drums, and Artie Schutt, great pianist, doing the arrangement for that band, 1933. In the next year, late in the next year, November of 34, McDonough did some solo things, which never got issued until some people, bless them, were crawling around in the vaults and found the test pressings of the record, and they were issued on Yazoo and I think also on Jazz Archives LPs. You might look for them. Dick McDonough's solo guitar, 1934, November. This he calls Chasing a Buck, and I thought it was kind of fun to play it now because it's certainly timely. McDonough from 1934 and his composition Chasin' a Buck. I mentioned at the top of the hour that since I'm in the M's and going through the MC first, or is it MAC first, or is it MA first? All of that. I mean, I remember my teacher, a good friend of mine, was telling me that his teacher said, no, that's not right. But you better learn it anyway, right? You had those teachers. I did, too, you know. And know the rule for the day. So with the starting with the letter M, since we're approximately halfway through the alphabet, as I get to each letter, I'm just going to mix up the bag and have fun with it and just say it starts with the letter. Okay? From Dick McDonough to Murray McEachern. That's M-C, capital E-A-C-H-E-R-N. Alto saxophonist, trombonist, arranger, all kinds of stuff. Played the violin. Multi-talented. If you hear a piano, it's his friend and mine, Jimmy Rowles. If you hear a guitarist, it's Bob Bain. For your listening pleasure, from 1957, from Capitol Records, here is Murray McEachern.
Oh.
Dick Eckern, trombonist, alto saxophonist, arranger, violinist, all that stuff. Capitol Records, 1957. Pianist Jimmy Rolls there, and guitarist Bob Bain. The Boy Next Door from 1944, Meet Me in St. Louis, written by Ralph Blaine and Hugh Martin. Have You Met Miss Jones, 1937, I'd Rather Be Right, the musical by Richard Rodgers and Lorenz Hart, and In a Sentimental Mood by Duke Ellington and Manny Kurtz, 1935. Now to compare In a Sentimental Mood, played by McEachern on his trombone, let's hear him with Benny Goodman, 1936.
Thank you. airline tickets, romantic places, a fairground painted sweet. These foolish things remind me of you. A tinkling piano in the next apartment, those stumbling words that told you what my heart meant.
Benny Goodman and his orchestra, 1936 for Victor Records, with Murray McEachern playing trombone. In a Sentimental Mood and These Foolish Things, Ellington wrote In a Sentimental Mood, and Harry Link and Jack Strachey wrote These Foolish Things with the lyric by Holt Marvel. And the vocalist, Helen Ward, and the arrangements by Jimmy Mundy, M-U-N-D-Y. Murray McEachern with Benny Goodman. Now Les McCann. Les McCann at the piano. 1962 in Los Angeles for Pacific Jazz Records. Joe Pass, guitar. Leroy Vinegar, string bass. Ron Jefferson, drums.
Thank you.
Spokane in Los Angeles, 1962, recorded by Pacific Jazz Records. He played the piano, Joe Pass guitar, Leroy Vinegar bass, Ron Jefferson drums. A blues by McCann called On Time, Yours Is My Heart Alone, written 1931 for the operetta The Land of Smiles by Franz Lehár. And Jimmy Van Heusen, It Could Happen to You. Les McCann right there. That's one of my favorite records of his. A nice group of people there for you, the artists involved. And this is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, always happy to be with you on Sunday afternoons. Gary McFarland now, from September 1963 for Impulse Records. He arranges, he composes, he plays the vibes. Willie Dennis will be heard on trombone, Richie Kamuka on tenor, and on some things, I don't know whether they're the ones I chose from the record, he plays the oboe. Jimmy Rainey on guitar, Steve Swallow bass, Mel Lewis on the drums.
Thank you. Thank you.
Jerry McFarland arranging and composing and playing the vibes for you and leading his sextet. 1963 for Impulse Records. Schlockhouse Blues and Hello to the Season. Willie Dennis, trombone. Richie Kamuka, tenor. Jimmy Rainey, guitar. Steve Swallow, string bass. Mel Lewis on the drums. Gary McFarland. 1963. Hattie McDaniels now, a favorite actor of mine. I'm sure you remember her from Gone with the Wind, among others. Chicago, 1927. She's going to sing for you. Tiny Parham is on the piano.
You told me your love was strong as Samson of old. Just stand still, brother, till I get you told. You never miss your sweet cake till your sugar's all gone. You never miss your mama till she says so long. You never miss the music till you're ready to sing. You're thinking now of wedding bells, but they will never ring. I thought I'd take you back some time ago. Thought I'd let you love me just once more. Several times I thought I'd do it, but I knew someday I'd rue it. So now I've changed my mind this evening, but now I've changed my mind. Son, it's too late now. Pick it, son, while I get him told. Loving, so you won't do for me. I can't keep from thinking of your evil deeds, thinking of you sowing all them evil seeds. Oh, they ain't no use to sniffle, whimper and whine. I've took you back for your last time. So as ye sow, shall ye reap. And so I've changed my mind early this morning. So I've changed my mind. I've got one, just one. I've got one, just one soaring heart. Seems like sorrow seems to be my part. I slew my Dan and I loved him so. The thing that hurts me rock and gravel is one heart I know. I guess I'll try to share my load. I was young and green and I had such careless ways. I was young and green and I had such careless ways. That's the reason why I was this way. I've got one sorrowing heart. I've got one, just one sorrowing.
Hattie McDaniels in 1927 in Chicago with Tiny Parham on the piano for OK Records. I thought I'd do it and just one sorrowing heart. Hattie McDaniels, 1927. Last week I ended the program with Tommy McLennan, his guitar and singing, and I had a couple extra and I ran out of time, so here they are. Bluebird Records, Chicago, September 1941. On guitar and singing for you, Tommy McLennan.
I got a cabin, it's on that highway road. all that far you can go.
Tommy McLennan, his guitar and his voice and his compositions. 1941 in Chicago for Bluebird Records. Bluebird 78s were a little bit cheaper than the Victor records made by the same company. 35 cents, 40 cents, something like that. A lot of money then. Traveling Highwayman and I'm a Guitar King. That's right, Tommy McLennan. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and happy to hear from you. I get lots of email and phone calls and all that. People have nice things to say about the program and suggestions of who to play when I get to the letter that they're talking about. Lou McGarrity, now trombonist. Capital M-C, capital G-A-R-I-T-Y. Why Will Davison. Playing the cornet, McGarrity trombone, Peanuts Hucko, clarinet, Bud Freeman tenor, Gene Schrader on the piano, Eddie Condon guitar, Jack Lesberg on bass, Cliff Lehman on drums, and they are at the Newport Jazz Festival in Rhode Island, July 1956.
Ladies and gentlemen, we'd like to introduce now a man who is one of the most articulate spokesmen for jazz, most of the time.
Probably more water than
Eddie Condon has seen in a long time. Let's bring Eddie Condon up with a hand. Eddie Condon.
Ladies and gentlemen, those of you who can't swim, come up here with us. It's quite obvious, but it is very dangerous out here. It's very slippery. I forgot to bring my seaside casual. We're going to play a song. It's a cut and dried thing. It's modern Dixieland. We're going to make believe it's not raining, and we'll start this thing off, and later on we'll get into some of the soggy ballads. The Dipper Jipper Bill. Boo, doo, doo, doo. This is a special arrangement. You can tell. Hit it hard. Boom, boom. Columbia Records. They do record. Columbia recording this Adriatic meet. And George Avakian says that this is the first jazz concert ever done underwater. So, you see, Columbia always gets in there first. Heard that little song? Just in case the Saints insisted on it, this is the book called By and By. One, two, three. Thank you. all you fellas have hot rods? Boy, I'm staying on the piano tonight. Let's play the screen, yeah? This is a very nice song.
Thank you.
bass fiddle is just about ready to turn into a waffle. So shall we put the butter in the egg? We're going to play a thing called The Butter and Egg Man. Also an original. It was written by Mr. Lorelei. I've just been informed that Wild Bill Davis was going to play the melody on this. Now, watch out. guys play pretty well, don't you think? Mind you, not a blood relative on the stand. We're going back to the inside pool.
There you have it, Lou McGarrity playing his trombone with Eddie Condon's band at the Newport Jazz Festival, July 1956, recorded by Columbia Records. Excuse me. Wild Bill Davis in cornet, McGarrity trombone, Peanuts Hucko clarinet, Bud Freeman tenor saxophone, Gene Schrader on piano, Eddie Condon guitar and announcing, and Jack Lesberg bass, Cliff Lehman drums. Dippermouth Blues by Joe Oliver, By and By, a traditional composition. Squeeze Me by Thomas Waller. Struttin' with Some Barbecue by Lil Hardin Armstrong. And I Want a Big Butter and Egg Man by Percy Venable. Now what I want to do for you is to play an example of Indiana. Back Home Again in Indiana, that one. Played by George Wetling, drummer, and his jazz band. Leading into, alphabetically, Howard McGhee, capital M-C, capital G-H-E-E, his trumpet, and his version of Indiana, which he calls Trumpet at Tempo. Howard McGhee, his trumpet, his quartet in Hollywood 1946 for Dial Records. And that was the brainstorm of Ross Russell. I've said many times about the 40s as being the matrix of some really small but very significant record companies. And Dial was one of them. Savoy, Blue Note, all of that. Atomic, Howard McGhee, 1946. With him, Jimmy Bunn, piano, Bob Kesterson, string bass, Roy Porter, also band leader, playing the drums. Trumpet at Tempo, based on Indiana, and leading into that, I used George Wetling's jazz band from 1951 in their version. So you can see how different people approach this art, as it should be. In that band, Wetling's band, Wild Bill Davison, cornet, Cuddy Cutshall, trombone, Edmund Hall, clarinet, Ralph Sutton on piano, Eddie Condon guitar, Bob Casey, magnificent bass player, and Wetling, drumming and leading. Now from Howard McGhee to Fulton McGrath, M-C, capital G-R-A-T-H, piano player who was in on many things, and particularly the beginning of the Dorsey Brothers and their careers when they had the Dorsey Brothers Orchestra, that is, Tommy playing the trombone and Jimmy playing the clarinet and the alto. And here's the band, Bunny Berrigan playing the trumpet, Tommy Dorsey trombone, Jimmy Dorsey clarinet alto, Larry Binion, a lost but very wonderful tenor saxophone player, McGrath at the piano, Dick McDonough, who started the program today, is here playing his guitar, Artie Bernstein, bass, Stan King, drums, and the vocals are by Gene Bowes. Up first, Someone Stole Gabriel's Horn, written by Edgar Hayes and Ned Washington.
Gather round, put those horns down on the ground. Quiet down and shut off them bells. Who's got the horn of Gabriel? Gabriel is mighty sore, 'cause he can't blow his horn no more. He's gotta have a horn to play to make us awaken on the judgment day. You'll be coming, you'll be going, you'll be waiting for that blowing, but you'll all be left on Judgment Day, 'cause someone stole Gabriel's horn. You'll be weeping, you'll be gnashing, you'll be fighting, you'll be clashing, when the Lord steps down in front to say that someone stole Gabriel's horn. Oh, 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 Gabriel took so long to learn it. Oh, 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 won't the finder please return it? Be hopping like a pigeon, you'll be shouting sweet religion, but you'll all be left on Judgment Day, 'cause someone stole Gabriel's horn. Now I can't tell when you all play, I'll have to find some other way. If I heard the horn, I'd know the tone. Let's try each one of you alone. He's glad his horn was hid. He's getting old and his eyes are dim, so he'll probably hire you to play for him.
Fulton McGrath at the piano with the Dorsey Brothers Orchestra, 1932 for Brunswick. Someone Stole Gabriel's Horn. Gene Bowe is singing for you. Up next by that band, I'm Getting Sentimental Over You, which would become the theme song of Tommy Dorsey's orchestra. George, it's one of those five-minute things, not quite 5 minutes, but almost. George Baseman wrote it, walked across the street to his friend Ned Washington's house and said, "You got any words for something like this?" And it worked out to this.
Thank you.
The Dorsey Brothers Orchestra with, on the piano, Fulton McGrath, Brunswick Records, 1932 and 1933. Someone Stole Gabriel's Horn, I'm Getting Sentimental Over You, Sing It's Good For You, Mood Hollywood, and McGrath's Shim Sham Shimmy, and we heard both known takes of that. Bunny Berrigan trumpet, Tommy Dorsey trombone, Jimmy Dorsey clarinet and alto saxophone, Larry Binion tenor saxophone, McGrath piano, Dick McDonough guitar, Artie Bernstein bass, Stan King on the drums, and Gene Bowes doing some nice singing for you. I'd like to end the program today, and appropriately in the alphabetical order, but more importantly, in remembrance of Dave McKenna, who died on the 18th of October this year at the age of 78. And here he is for you on a Concord recording done in San Francisco, May 1979. Thank you. Dave McKenna, solo piano, San Francisco, May 1979 for Concord Records. If Dreams Come True, written by Edgar Sampson. Yardbird Suite by Charlie Parker. Wind Song by Bob Wilbur. Dave's Blues by McKenna. And I've Got the World on a String by Harold Arlen. This has been The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and thanks for being out there.